hunger in our community is more pervasive than anybody can imagine or arguably is willing to acknowledge.
David Goodman, executive director of the Redwood Empire Food Bank, doesn't want that to stay a secret. His organization has recently published a succinct and powerful report that details the extent of hunger in Sonoma County and who it is affecting.
The people that we serve look just like you and me. The only difference is that they don't have enough money in order to provide food for themselves or their family. We've seen a tremendous amount of people coming to us who were gainfully employed before. In fact, the majority of the people that we serve, a job is their primary source of income. There's just a tremendous amount of underemployment in Sonoma County.
As employment has remained stagnant locally over the last couple of years, Goodman says, the demand for groceries from the food bank has gone up sharply.
We saw during the past year, in 1 year alone, an 11% increase. 8,000 additional people came to us seeking help during the past year. So we are now reaching 78,000 people every single month in Sonoma County.
41% of the people getting food assistance in Sonoma County are 65 or older, while another 38.5% are under 18. Many of those are elementary school children who get subsidized lunches at school. A newspaper report earlier this month found that 70% of the county's grade school kids are relying on those programs, and that shocked many local residents, but not Goodman. He saw it coming last summer.
This year in our summer lunch program, we provided 93,000 meals to children during the summertime, to children who would normally be getting meals at school. But since school is out of session and since summer school has been closed in many locations and not available, the children of low-income households have to go someplace to eat. And so our program during the summer has expanded incredibly.
The number of kids using these programs goes down as their age goes up. But Goodman says the statistics hardly tell the whole story.
And the reason that they look at elementary schools is because elementary children, their parents will sign them up. That number goes down in high school is because of pride. Teenagers don't want to appear to be in need, so they're not about to fill out paperwork or bring the paperwork home to their families. But young children don't know the difference.
That's a pattern that continues through adulthood. Goodman observes that few of the thousands of parents or seniors who find themselves forced to turn to the food bank come willingly.
The last thing that people go for is food. There is a tremendous amount of dignity lost, unfortunately, when people can't feed themselves. That is an incredibly difficult place to be in. And what we find is people come for assistance and they're ashamed to be there. And when they don't need that assistance anymore and they move on, they don't look back.
Two other figures from the food bank's report on hunger in Sonoma County stand out. One is that more than a third of their aid recipients report having to choose between buying food or paying for rent, medicines, or gas for their car. Second, the median household income was just $930 per month. That's $150 less than the average rent for an apartment and barely a fifth of the county's overall median household income level. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.